Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take it out.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it through.
Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah, decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop your things in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you're talking about. It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars to do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
understood that I'm setting up something for the future. Hallelujah. I'm setting up something for Isaac. I'm setting up something for Jacob. Praise God. I'm setting up something, hallelujah, for his kids and his children's children. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to quit thinking about ourselves. Hallelujah. And quit thinking and start thinking about the future. David. Praise God. Hallelujah. David, amen, said, I'm going to build the temple of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the temple of God can house the Ark of the Covenant. Praise God. But when, amen, God revealed to him that he wouldn't be the one to build the temple, that it would be his son. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said he built that dynasty. Amen. He didn't say, amen. He wasn't like Solomon. Remember when Solomon died, he said, I got to leave everything to somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you understood the treasures that God got for you in heaven, hallelujah, that the treasures that you built up down here are for your offspring and your offspring's offspring, you should want your children to have more than what you have, to be greater than what you are. Hallelujah. To have a greater knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. To live a better life than you live. Hallelujah. To have a better mindset than you have. You should be able to establish that legacy. Hallelujah. And break these generational curses. Hallelujah. That are in our lives. We don't got to rebuke no demon. Hallelujah. Amen. We ain't got to lay all on nobody. And we ain't got to lay hands on nobody. We have to make a conscious decision. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to make a conscious decision. Hallelujah. Praise God that we are going to build something not for us. Hallelujah. But for someone else, like Jesus did. Jesus made a conscious decision. I'm not going to do this for me. He didn't die for himself. Hallelujah. Sooner or later, he would have died anyway and got back to his throne. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sooner or later, he would have died of old age anyway. Hallelujah. He didn't go through what he went through for himself. Hallelujah. He went through what he went through for you. Some of y'all don't want to put in the work because I figure if I'm not going to benefit, hallelujah, from the work, amen, I'm not going to put the work in. I'm only going to put in work that's going to benefit me. I'm not going to set up no 401k and get no insurance policies, just enough to bury me and that's it. Hallelujah. My kids don't need nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They can't have better revelation knowledge than I got. Hallelujah. Amen. They can't be greater than I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are so selfish when it comes to this. Praise God. But you have to understand that you are not establishing, hallelujah, a dynasty or establishing a legacy for yourself. You're establishing it for the kingdom of God. And what you are doing is making your children ambassadors and your children's children ambassadors to the kingdom. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know who that was for, but somebody needs to take that in. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. And we just thank God for everybody who's called in, everybody who's tuned in tonight, everybody out there on Facebook Live, everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Everybody listening to the recording, we thank God for each and every one of you tonight. There's a reason why God, hallelujah, had you click on this link. It's a reason why God got you watching tonight, because he has a message, hallelujah, for you on tonight. Praise God. And we want to welcome each and every one of you tonight. To praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't we make a joy for you? Praise God. Hallelujah. We speak what we call the true and unadulterated word, hallelujah, of the living God, meaning we don't sugarcoat it. Hallelujah. We don't water it down. It is what it is. I used to use the example of your medication. Remember when you was little and mama used to have you taking that Robitussin, that nasty Robitussin, or that nasty Dimetapp, or Lord forbid those, that 3-6s. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you were to water it down, amen, it might help. Amen. But the effects of the medicine would be minimal because you diluted it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You diluted it. For those of you that are on the streets, you know, those of you that's out there selling drugs, you know the more you dilute your product. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The more you dilute your product, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The less profits you're going to receive, praise God, hallelujah, because it's not as potent as it could have been. Y'all seen American Gangster. Y'all seen the movie, praise God. Don't act like y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. Some of y'all out there used to use drugs. Y'all know y'all didn't go to the drug dealer who had that diluted product, hallelujah, that watered-down product, that stepped-on product, hallelujah. But yet, when it comes to the Word of God, we want to go where they got the watered-down Word. We want that stepped on word. Hallelujah. We want that chaste word. Hallelujah. Instead of getting the pure and unadulterated word. Hallelujah. Of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Pardon me. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness on tonight, Lord. We bind and we rebuke the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. On tonight, we tell him to flee from this line. You have no place here, devil. And you have to obey because I've used the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The name that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess is Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you on tonight, Jesus, for being who you are. We praise you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us, hallelujah, and everything, hallelujah, that you are doing in our lives, and everything that you ain't gonna do, for you know, hallelujah, what is best, hallelujah, you know, hallelujah, the right and the wrong way to go, and we just ask, Lord, that you simply direct our paths. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up on tonight because you're worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the God above all others. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For each and every person who's called in, everybody who's tuned in on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We're getting ready, amen, to open up the phone lines. If anybody out there has a testimony, amen, or a prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line, amen, at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if there's one on the phone lines are open. If you have a testimony or prayer request and you're out there, amen, on Facebook Live, amen, and you want to call in, the number is 516-666-9967. You can call in live to the show. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you don't want to call in live, please feel free to leave your testimonies and comment in the comment box. Praise God. The phone line is open. Praise God. Will there be one? Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God. Hallelujah. For everybody who is out there on the line, everybody who has called in. Praise God. We will be opening up the line a little bit later after the woman of God brings forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if God puts it on your heart, amen, to come forth and testify or put your prayer request on the throne of grace, amen, we will give you another opportunity. Hallelujah. To do so. Praise God on tonight. Well, we're just going to go ahead and get, amen, to the meat of the situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are ready to get to the main course on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the word, hallelujah, of God. Praise God. And bringing forth the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, amen, is none other, amen, hallelujah, than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God. She is getting ready to come forth and bring forth a word from the Lord. So without further ado, hallelujah, Sister Valencia, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder. Thank you. You're going.
Amen. Praise God. Did we lose you, Sister Valencia? Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We're experiencing some difficulties, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you text her for me? Hallelujah, praise God. We're having a little technical difficulties right now. Hallelujah. If you can hear me, Sister Valencia, we can't hear you. Amen.
You know the words that I'm bringing forth because I already pitched it out. I have First Lady. She's going to be reading a few scriptures because as I'm bringing forth the word, I cannot stop. And everybody know about the movie Training Day. And I'm going to be teaching on the movie Training Day. And everyone know the movie Training Day is the movie that Denzel Washington played in. For all the ladies that like Denzel, this movie is about Training Day. But the word that God gave me, training God's way. And everybody know as Denzel played the cop. He played the cop. Alonzo was his name. And Denzel was a crooked cop. And the definition for training is the action of teaching a person a skill or a behavior. And a cop, it's the definition for a cop or a police is enforcement, the law, and to keep order. Okay, now he is the big boss, okay? Alonzo, the cop, okay? And the next person that's in this movie, we know about Jake, one that they call the rookie, the crooked cop. I'm going to go back to Alonzo, which is the crooked cop. He is a police officer corrupted in a form, misconduct in which law enforcement officers, and he's trying to gain personal gain. This is a type of corrupted, this type of corruption officer involve one or a group or officers. And everybody know that Alonzo was a crooked cop. And everybody know that Jake, which they call, was a rookie. And a rookie is a new recruit, especially in the armed forces or police. They call him a rookie. They call him a rookie because he didn't want to do what Alonzo did. Alonzo, like I said, he's a crooked cop. Okay, he coming into this enforcement. Okay, everybody know about police. Okay, they out here to protect us. Okay, he got this new guy that's coming in. He want to teach this new guy all the wrong things to do. And Jake, he didn't want to do it Alonzo way. I'm going somewhere with this word because I'm saying training day, but I'm saying training God's way. It's just the way that we live in the world today. You either going to do it God's way or you're going to do it well, like Alonzo way, like in training day, as he trained him, as he set this board. As soon as he get in the car with this man, he makes the guy smoke PCP. He pulled a pistol on this young guy and told him to smoke the PCP. Why at the beginning that he set him up? Because why? He is a crooked cop. They call him a rookie because he don't want to do it like they do it, like Alonzo do it. All the people that he's going to encounter, go into, bump into, you will see that. But I'm going to go ahead and give these scriptures. I'm going to have to come back with these scriptures as well because it has to be brought forth. Woman of God, can you start out with the first scripture, which is the belt of truth, John 14 and 6. I don't hear anything. Lady Prevo?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, I hear you now. I can hear you at all. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's John chapter 14, verse 6, and it reads, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Breastplate of righteousness. Corinthians 5 and 21 and Proverbs 4 and 23.
You said 1 Corinthians.
Second breastplate of righteousness would be Corinthians 5 and 21 and Proverbs 4 and 23.
Okay, Proverbs 4:23 is, keep thou heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 Corinthians. It was 2 Corinthians. What chapter?
Corinthians 5:21.
5:21.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to come back to this anyway.
It's, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ.
Okay. And the next one we're going to go to, then we're going to come back first later. The good news shows, which is Romans 10:9-15. That's the last one I had you read from the book. But we're going to come back, and I'm going to have you read all of this again. So I guess I sent you all the scriptures. But the good news is Romans 10:9-15.
Okay. And it reads, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall thou call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except thou be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Okay, and the scriptures, and we're going to come back with these scriptures. Y'all can write this down because I'm about to move forward with the word. The next scripture that we're going to be coming from is going to be the shield of faith, which is Hebrews 11:1, the helmet of salvation, 2 Corinthians 10:5, the sword of the spirit, God's word, Deuteronomy 6:4-9, and the spirit-filled prayer, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, and I will have First Lady read that when I ask her to come back, and then we're going to go through the 1-7 again, because these are some things that we got to have if we want to do it God's way. And as I was bringing forth the words, I was talking about Alonzo, how he set him up when he got in the car and made the guy smoke PCP. Because he told, he said, I'll do anything that you want me to do. Now, he know this man really wanted to be a cop. He knew it. See, that's how the enemy is. The enemy know exactly what we want, and he know exactly how to do it. And how mean Alonzo was to him, a man of position. He knew he was a man of power. He knew that he can get this young guy to do whatever he want to do. So he got the guy to smoke PCP. And then he actually took the guy over to the house, to the guy that he was setting up to rob and kill. So he brought the young guy, as the guy is high, he's bringing the guy up in the house, and he's showing him the guy, talking about the name that they call him is the rookie. And once they leave that situation, as this guy, Jake, is still high, it's a young girl that's being raped. Okay, this girl is 14. It's two crackheads that's trying to rape this guy. Alonzo stays his big head behind in the car. But the rookie, they call the rookie, the one that steal high is the one that get out the car and run and fight out two crackheads to protect this 14-year-old girl. And then Alonzo walking out with all pride for like the enemy, pride, arrogant, all full of himself. He the big cop. Why he didn't get, he didn't stop and get out the car. The rookie, the one that said the different one, that's what I like to say, the different one, the rookie, the one get out the car just because he wanted to seriously do his job. Like the man of God said about, do we really want to do what God tells us to do? Now, you see, I see in this man heart, Jake, that he just really wants to be a cop, and he just really want to be a good cop. But Alonzo, it's all about him. So when he did come out, he just wanted to show these two crackheads, okay, they were, two crackheads, that he's just a big man. He pulling pistols on them, talking all crazy to them. He didn't arrest them. He just wants to show him that I'm the big boss, that I can just do this. And he's like, come on, man, let's go. He's like, why are you not locking them up? What Alonzo did not like about Jake is because Jake asked questions. Jake, like, you're not doing it. And I talk about that all the time. What Jake wouldn't do, he will not compromise with what Alonzo did. And that became a problem. And that is the way it is in this Christian walk. If you don't do the way people of the world say do it, it becomes a problem. And I'm telling you, Jake is really special because I sort of brought this word last week, but I thank God I'm bringing it up this week. As they move forward, okay? Alonzo had to come up with some money. He got some partners. He got like four boys, and these are also some crooked cops, okay? He had to say, he set this man up, the one I told you, went to the man house as he brought, which was Jake, which they called the rookie. He wanted to set it up. Well, Alonzo set it up where they would say that the rookie killed him. But he like, I didn't kill him. You are the one that killed him. But they're like, we want you to take the fall. He said, I'm not taking no fall for it. Because he did not do it. He did not want to be a part of. He didn't want to play the game like they want to play the game. They wanted to steal the money. These are crooked cops. They want to steal the money and do murder. And this is a young guy that just want to do the right thing. And this man is just corrupting him. I'm talking about God's way and the world's way. This crooked cop. Who are you associated with? Are you checking people's character? Who are you around? Are you compromising even just a little bit to fit in a little bit? You can't compromise at all. Because what I told you, what I like about Jake, it was four guys there. And they're like, kill him, kill him. And he snatched that gun because he pulled a gun. He said, you have pulled a gun on me, but once you will not pull a gun on me again. It's four guys around Jake. And he got a gun on Alonzo. Like, why are you trying to set me up? Why are you trying to put all this on me? He's not trying to do anything wrong. All he want to do is the right thing. When you want to do the right thing, the enemy going to come at you. Now, he set him up. He said, look, you done been smoking PCP. I done done this. I've been doing that. He said, you set me up. He said, I've been planning to set this up all day because Alonzo is crooked. He's a crooked cop. He's crooked. So as he set him up because he didn't want to do it his way, guess what else he want to do? He had set him up for him to get killed. Why? I'm making a point. It's God, because this is what's going to happen in the Bible. Y'all going to get the point. You're going to do it God's way or you're going to do it the world's way. Once they find out what saved him, this one talking about doing good deeds. What saved him from the guys that were trying to kill him in the tub? He said he found this niece wallet, the 14-year-old that was about to be raped. They found the thing. He said, what you doing with my niece? Well, you know, those weren't the words that they were saying. But they're like, what you doing with her wallet? He like, I helped her. I had to protect her. They didn't believe her. But once the guy called and she said, it was this guy, because she said, this is this white boy, young guy. She said, they almost killed him, but you know, he kicked their tail and they couldn't believe it. And that saved him. And they're like, okay. And he's like, you know, this is just business, right? That's when he know that Alonzo tried to set him up again to have him killed. Okay, I'm talking about God's way, and I'm talking about the world's way, and I'm talking about sometimes you got to stand alone because Jake walked up in the hood. I'm gonna say the hood. He walked up in the hood solo with one gun, so he come get Alonzo. He walked alone. He didn't have no crew. He ain't have no clique. What I saw was Jake had. I saw Jake had the power of God in him because he's like, I'm finna go get Alonzo because Alonzo tried to set me up and have me killed and put all this stuff on me that I did not do. So he had a made up mind. So he went and got Alonzo. And everybody did not like Alonzo because he crooked. You are the one that's supposed to be representing right. And you crooked. You're not representing right. You taking. You evil. So didn't nobody like Alonzo. So they're like, well, he up there. Go get him. So is he trying to tell everybody, look, I pay y'all to kill Jake? They're like, no, man, you got to do your own work. They turned on him, okay? They turned on him because he just was not right. They had Jake's back, okay? It's going to come a time. It's already getting close and close. If people don't know this, getting to the end of the days right now, something is wrong. And woman of God, I'm be coming with those scriptures. I'm be asking for those scriptures in a minute. If people don't understand that we're in the last days right now, something is really wrong. If you walk around here saying that you love God, that you sold out for God, it's going to become a problem, okay? People are not going to like you. It's going to come a time that you got to stand alone. It's going to come a time that your clique can't go with you. You can't have everybody around you praying for you all the time. Sometimes you got to go by yourself and pray for yourself and take the courage of the Lord with you. It don't matter what other people do. You're going to do it God's way or you're going to do it the world's way. Are you going to compromise? See, if Jake compromised, human dead too, because they killed Alonzo. And they, I'm sure the other people, they got killed too, because if you do dirt, you do wrong, it's going to come back. It's going to come back, okay? You have to stand. And when you stand, you might have to stand alone. Jake, he stood. He stood alone. He said, this is wrong. I'm not going to do it. And that becomes a problem, okay? It becomes a problem. And you got to make up your mind. Are you going to serve God with all your heart, or are you just going to compromise a little bit so won't nobody say nothing? I'm the type of person, they just going to have to say something because I stand alone. I walk alone. It's not that I just, I'm all of it. It's the way that God did it. It's the way that God set it up for me. I walk alone. When I go to work and I need prayer, I go in that bathroom and I pray for myself. I stand alone. Can't nobody, I can't call elder all the time. I can't call first. I can't call everybody praying for me all the time. I got to pray for myself. I got to stand alone because it's going to come a time you got to stand alone and take the courage of the Lord wherever you go, because they're going to turn on us. They're going to turn on us. They're going to say, kill them. They're talking about that God stuff. And get ready, get ready, get ready. They're talking about putting this chip in our hands so they can identify us. They don't need no social security number. They want to control us like robots or something. And if you sold out for Christ, you ain't finna do it. You're going to trust God and stand on God's word. Although for the ones that compromise, or you're going to walk around with the chip in your hand, and they're going to use you like a rope. That's what this technology can be a great thing, or technology can be a bad thing. This technology right now is just terrible. It's just doing something or anything. You can't even, I'm talking about people can't even go out of town to slam through all these different things, killing people. My, it's in the Bible. Everything that's happening now is not no surprise to God, and it shouldn't be no surprise to us. We should be ready to fight. Like I'm finna ask the woman of God to bring forth these scriptures, we got to be ready to fight to do it God's way. Like I said, training day. Okay, the movie called Training Day, but this is training God's way. And I pray when y'all look at the movie again, y'all see Jake in a different light because he won't compromise. I hope y'all see that. I want to be like that. I want to stand out. I don't want to be like everybody else. I'm telling y'all, it's the best feeling in the world not wanting to be like everybody else, because I was the type of person, I wanted to be like everybody else. I didn't want to be like Valencia. I wanted to fit in. I wanted everybody that liked me. But God said, I ain't built you for them to like you. I built you so you can do what I say do. And that's the way that I am. I do what he tell me to do. And I don't mean no harm. I ain't trying to offend nobody. But I don't care about what you think, because you ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in. When I lay my head down, I want to go to heaven, y'all. I ain't on this line because I ain't got, look, I got to go to work. I ain't got time to be playing with nothing, okay? I could be laying down doing something else. But I made a commitment. I said, I got to bring forth the word of God. If I can't bring forth the word of God, I have to really be sick if I can't bring forth the word of God. But I try my best to bring forth the word of God. And since we got to stand, we got to stand, because Satan ain't playing. He's sending his amps. Y'all see, y'all look at the movie again. I pray somebody, look at the movie again. Think about it. You in a situation, everybody got their gun on Jake. Everybody got their gun on this man because he won't do what they say do. He won't compromise. They want the money. They want to kill. But Jake said, no. Are you that type of person? Are you the type of person to stand up for right and say, no, don't do that? Or will you be to fit in so somebody can like you? Woman of God, you have those scriptures? I'm finna just give out the scriptures, and I'm gonna ask the woman of God to read them all over again. The scriptures that I have, and these are your weapons. The first weapon is the belt of truth, which is John 14:6. Again, the first one is the belt of truth, John 14:6. The second one is the breastplate of righteousness, which is Corinthians 5:21. And Proverbs 4:23. Again, that is the breastplate of righteousness. Corinthians 5:21, Proverbs 4:23. The third one is the good news shoes, which are Romans 10:9-15. Again, that is the good news shoes, which are Romans 10:9-15. The fourth one is the shield of faith, which is Hebrews 11:1. Again, the shield of faith, Hebrews 11:1. The fifth one is the helmet of salvation, which is 2 Corinthians 10:5. Again, that is helmet of salvation, 2 Corinthians 10:5. The sixth one is the sword of the Spirit, God's word. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Again, sword of the spirit, God's word. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. And the seventh one is spirit-filled prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Again, spirit-filled prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. And I'm going to ask the woman of God to bring forth, bring these scriptures again. And these are the scriptures. These are the tools that we need to fight God's way, not our way. Our way of fighting is through the word. That's the way that we're supposed to fight. It ain't no, it's no other way that we're supposed to fight. And a woman of God, can you read those scriptures, please?
Okay. 1 John 14:6 reads, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thou heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Romans 10:9-15. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord, the name of the Lord, shall be saved. How then shalt thou call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall that they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall thou preach except thou be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou layest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on the and thy gates. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen.
Amen, amen. And those are our weapons when we are fighting, when we in training to fight off the enemy. And that's the word for tonight, training God's way. And just think, are you Jake or are you Alonzo? And I am done. Man of God, it's back in your hand. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for that word. Amen. From Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. Amen. It all goes back to character. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I might be a little biased because I like that movie. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I understand exactly where the woman of God was coming from. Hallelujah. Because I felt like Jake when I first became a preacher, because you get into finding somebody to mentor you, hallelujah, and you're thinking, amen, you're in it for one thing, and they're telling you, yeah, that's the way it looks, hallelujah, but you got to do it this way, praise God, hallelujah, and you know that's not the way God told you to do it, hallelujah,
Hey, amen. He said, you've been told by people of old, an eye for an eye. Hallelujah. And a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, you got to pray for your enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. But people are still going by old doctrines of eye for an eye. Hallelujah. People are handling the Father's business like the world handles their business. Praise God. And it's up to us to have the integrity, hallelujah, as men and women of God, to stand up on the right side of God, hallelujah, and do the right thing. Forgive those who sin against us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not provoking our children to anger. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just following the commandments that God has given us to follow. He said, if you love me, hallelujah, you'll keep my commandments. Praise God. That's so simple. If you love me, you'll just do as I say. Hallelujah. Ain't that what we tell our kids? If you love us, praise God. Why don't you just do what I tell you to do? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the woman of God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you put in her belly to release to your people on today. And we ask that you continue molding her and shaping her, leading her and guiding her. Replenish her, Lord, the virtue that she has poured out onto us on tonight. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you are doing in her life and everything that you have already done. We thank you for the places that you are about to take her. Hallelujah. Another level of spiritual. Hallelujah is all the way, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, and we praise you for it. We magnify you for it right now. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, amen. Once again, we thank God. Hallelujah, amen. For the woman of God, we thank God. Amen. For the word, amen, that was brought forth on tonight. Amen. The woman of God brought forth. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, amen. And we need to examine ourselves and our character. Who are we? Are we bending the rules for our own benefit? Praise God, hallelujah. Are we in our will or are we in God's will? That's the bottom line. Praise God, hallelujah. Are we in our own will or are we in God's will? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I keep telling you, amen, it's not about how you feel. Hallelujah. It's about the will of God. Because Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross. He said, if it be thy will, hallelujah. It's not my will to go to the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just like it's not your will to go through some of the things that God, hallelujah, is trying to take you through, that you keep blaming on the devil. Hallelujah, amen, that really God is trying to take you somewhere, but in order to go somewhere, you got to go through the desert, you got to go through the storm, hallelujah, you got to go through the dryness, hallelujah, you got to go, amen, through the thunder, praise God, and through the lightning sometimes, praise God, and you don't want to go that route, and you praying to God, Lord, I don't want to go this way, but you're leaving out, Lord, if it be thy will, hallelujah, praise God, take this bit of cup for me. But at the end, Jesus said, let your will be done, not mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because at the end of the day, watch this, when it was all said and done, God's will lined up with his will, but at the time, it don't look like it's lining up to you, so you don't want to go the way God is trying to take you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to go the other way because the other way looks easier. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you better ask, hallelujah, that prophet named Jonah, what happens when you go the other way? Hallelujah. You get swallowed up by the belly of the beast and you end up, hallelujah, right where God was trying to send you in the first place. So you might as well go God's way the first time. Hallelujah. And save yourself, amen, some heartache and pain. But unfortunately, hallelujah, a lot of us like to learn the hard way. Amen. And we like to take a detour. And when you take a detour and go your own way, the only thing your GPS going to do is reroute you. Praise God, hallelujah. But because you took the turn you wanted to turn, it's going to take you longer to get to where you was trying to go. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, because you wanted to go your own way. Hallelujah, but if it be thy will, Lord, hallelujah, but with all things, hallelujah, let thy will, praise God, be done. We thank God. Hallelujah, for the woman of God on tonight. We thank God for the word that she brought forth on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind everyone we will be back. Hallelujah. Online Sunday night. Praise God. Live on Blog Talk Radio Live. Amen. Praise God on Facebook Live. Amen. We will be back online. Praise God. Amen. And we are still celebrating the the life, amen, of our very own Bishop Andre Alexis, who passed away, amen, on January 1st of this year, praise God, 2020. Hallelujah. His funeral services will, amen, be held for those of you, hallelujah, that want to know that information. His funeral services, amen, will be held in DeSoto, Texas at 1400 North Hampton, amen, at Eternal Rest Funeral Home at 11 o'clock this Saturday. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Sunday night, we will be once again playing tribute. We're going to do it this whole month. Praise God. Sunday night. Amen. We will be once again paying tribute to Bishop Andre Alexis. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be replaying one of his messages. Praise God. As we have many. Hallelujah, amen, in our archives, amen, of Bishop Andre Alexis. So, amen, his voice has definitely been left in the earth. Praise God, hallelujah. So we thank God for that. Praise God on tonight, amen, hallelujah. And we will be having the repass, amen, around 1 o'clock at 2501 Centennial Drive, amen, at Care Church Incorporated. Praise God, hallelujah. So, amen, you are... welcome to come and fellowship with us as we not mourn, hallelujah, but celebrate the life of Bishop Alexis. Praise God on tonight. And we invite you, of course, to come back again next Thursday night, hallelujah, right here, amen, on the Anointed Truth of Christ for Thursday Night Thunder with Sister Valencia Scott, bringing forth another dynamic word from God. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for her on tonight, hallelujah, and we thank God for each and every person, hallelujah, who has called in and who has tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you want to sow a seed, praise God, hallelujah, amen, to our featured speaker on tonight, Sister Valencia Scott, hallelujah, you can send her a seed on Cash App, hallelujah, at Cash App, amen, / you know, the $0972 LENCE. That's Cash App. Cash.app/ $0972 LENCE. Praise God. Hallelujah. If God puts it on your heart to sow that seed, praise God, sow that seed. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, if God told you to sow it, God's going to bless you for it. Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Once again, we thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We're looking to do some big things in 2020. Hallelujah. Amen. In February, I'm going to start a sermon series on vision. Hallelujah. Praise God. Getting a clear vision. Praise God. We know the number 2020. When the eye doctor tells you you got 2020 vision, that means you have perfect vision. You have clear vision. You can see great from a near. You can see great, hallelujah, from afar. You have no problems, hallelujah, with your vision. You can see at night, hallelujah. You can see in the light, hallelujah. You don't need no sunglasses. You got perfect vision, hallelujah, amen. This is the year, amen, the Lord told me to tell somebody, hallelujah, that he's going to, amen, give you clear vision. Hallelujah, amen. Clear vision this year, amen. It's been kind of fuzzy the last few years, but this year is going to clear up for you. Praise God, hallelujah. He's going to give you some LASIK, some spiritual LASIK surgery. Praise God, hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for everything that is going to happen with the ministry in 2020. Hallelujah, amen. And once again, we will be back Sunday night and again Thursday night. Praise God, hallelujah. Look for us to add another service during the week. Praise God, hallelujah. We're just working that schedule out, praise God. So we just thank God once again for each and every person. We will be back again Sunday and Thursday. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that was brought forth on tonight. We thank you for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you for everybody who listened to this word, everybody on Facebook, everybody on Blog Talk, Lord, everybody listening to the recording right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it bless them. Hallelujah. In some way, shape, form, or fashion. And, Lord, as we leave this line, but never your presence, we pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us to all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God and do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah on tonight. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we see y'all next time on the Anointing Truth of Christ, Worldwide and Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
Top flight.
We in the build, yeah.
We in the build, yeah.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase up the money. I wanted the finer things. I was a troop in 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I already done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash, but he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow, asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
When
I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary,
like I'm being extra,
but
I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra, you think I do the most.
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Spirit told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop. You need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God now.
Nah.
He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. He got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them
dividends.
Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down. Now.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Ordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He will feel it. Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the dough. Listen, start with it. Yup, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the boss. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Around the G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track.
He did.
I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats. And I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I can preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical, you just a video. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being ordinary.
Tell me,
I'm just being ordinary.
And we about to help.